This is Bird Note. It's a hot summer day in Minnesota, so you've thrown on a swimsuit, grabbed a towel, and packed a picnic for an afternoon at Lake Osakis. But wait a minute. Are those gulls? That black band around their sharp yellow beaks means these are ring-billed gulls sharing your afternoon on the water. You don't have to go to the ocean to see gulls. In fact, many oceanic species like grebes, loons, pelicans, and gulls migrate far inland during spring migration to raise their young near freshwater lakes. Like this bird. A forester's tern hovers with quick wing beats before diving headlong into the water to grab a silvery fish just below the surface. If you're in northern Canada, you may even catch a glimpse of a surf scoter, maybe just a flash of the white patches on its face, as it dives below the glassy surface of the lake. At the end of the breeding season, these sea ducks, like the other pelagic visitors, will make the long migration to the coast, where they'll spend the winter. Next summer, try letting the seabirds come to you. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. Support for Bird Note is provided by Sarah Murner and Craig McKibben from Seattle, Washington, and generous listeners around the world.
Thanks to supporters like you, American Bird Conservancy has helped sustain millions of acres of habitat for birds over the past 30 years. Become an ABC member today at a special rate of $20 or more, and you'll receive the award-winning hardcover book, Bringing Back the Birds, featuring fascinating stories from bird experts and more than 200 beautiful photos. Join now at abcbirds.org/birdbook20. That's abcbirds.org/birdbook20.